This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Germany as the Biden administration presses ahead with a diplomatic charm offensive designed to woo back wary Western European allies after 4 years of turbulent relations under former President Donald Trump. Blinken is on his second visit to Europe in 7 days, having just accompanied U.S. President Joe Biden to leaders' meetings in Britain and Belgium. Mr. Biden is determined to assure Europe that Trump's transactional approach to the transatlantic ties is a thing of the past, despite some lingering differences with key allies over energy and defense priorities. Blinken will follow his visit to Germany with stops in France and Italy, his first to all three nations as Biden's top diplomat. The European Union is considering $4.18 billion for Turkey to continue hosting Syrian refugees until 2024, two diplomats said Wednesday, part of a bigger regional refugee support plan to stop migrants reaching the bloc. The total $6.9 billion package for Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria, which goes to the humanitarian projects and not governments, aims to prevent a new refugee influx into the EU and win time until the 10-year Syrian civil war eventually ends. The 27 leaders are expected to support the funding proposal by the Executive European Commission at a summit in Brussels Thursday. Iran foiled a sabotage attack Wednesday on a building belonging to the country's Atomic Energy Agency, state television said, adding there were no casualties or damage. It gave no further details on the building or the nature of the sabotage that had been averted. The incident comes as Tehran and world powers attempt to revive a